Welcome to the Cedar Small Business and Industry Assistance, SBIA, podcast series. Today's topic, GDUFA II. The FDA and the generic drug industry have completed negotiations for the reauthorization of the Generic Drug User Fee Amendment, also known as GDUFA II. The agreement is now with Congress, which must write it into legislation in order for it to become effective. When GDUFA II takes effect, it will be great news for both the FDA and industry, as it will address questions that arose with the implementation of GDUFA I. Today, we're talking with the FDA's Gisa Perez. Gisa is the Generics Branch Chief in the Division of User Fee Management and Budget Formulation. Welcome, Gisa.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you for having me.
To get us started, Gisa, what are some of the primary regulatory enhancements in GDUFA II?
Well, Colleen, one of the primary concerns that we had in GDUFA I was that it did not provide any relief for small businesses. Under GDUFA II, we have three elements that's going to be aimed directly at small businesses. First, under GDUFA I, a facility that incurred annual fees was referenced in pending or approved abbreviated new drug application, otherwise known as ANDAs. As a result, all those facilities referenced on pending submissions would be incurring annual GDUFA facility fees, and they had no generic drug revenue stream, which was a very big concern under GDUFA I, and we're trying to address that in GDUFA II. Second, under GDUFA II user fee structure, we have three tiers for the program fee, and we have a large tier. It's comprised of 20 or more approved NDAs. The medium tier is between companies that has between 6 and 19 NDAs, and the small one, which is companies that have 5 or fewer approved NDAs. And of course, we're looking at the large tiers paying 100% of annual program fee, and the medium and small will pay 40 and 10% respectively, and we believe that this is going to be a major relief for small businesses. And third, within the finished dose form, otherwise known as FDF facilities, GDUFA II has carved out a subcategory that we call contract manufacturer organizations that we also know as CMOs. These facilities are contracted by NDA sponsors to manufacture the generic drugs. Under GDUFA II, CMOs will only pay one-third of the FDF fee, otherwise paid by manufacturers of NDAs that actually own the application or actually affiliated with the owner of the NDAs. So we believe that those three little elements is going to be a major relief for small businesses.
So great. These elements then are just really good news for small business. So, okay, now moving on to the major changes in the user fees. What are the major changes in the user fees included in GDUFA II?
Well, one of the major things that we're very happy to announce is that facilities that actually manufacture APIs and FDFs only have to pay the FDF fee under GDUFA II. And all the items that we're happy to announce, again, I mentioned before, we have the CMO categories, and we have the generic drug applicant fee with three tiers, small, medium, and large. And we believe the small tier is going to be a major benefit to small businesses.
So can you expand just a bit on the differences between the fee structures with GDUFA I and GDUFA II?
My pleasure. Under GDUFA II, for the folks who have been in the generic industry for the entire interaction of a GDUFA I, you're going to see that GDUFA II has a very different user fee structure. For example, under GDUFA I, the facilities carry 70% of the revenue stream, which was very heavy on the facility side, and the NDA was going to be between 24 and 6% between the applicant fee and DMF fee. Under GDUFA II, the applicants will pay 33% of the revenue stream, the DMF applicants will pay 5%, and you're looking at the facilities paying 27%, and then one new thing that we have right now is the program fee paying 35%. So if you look at the shift between GDUFA I and GDUFA II, under GDUFA I, the facilities, which is the generic drug manufacturers, will pay 70% of the entire revenue stream. Under GDUFA II, we're looking at the programs, the applicant paying 73% of the revenue stream and the facility paying 27%. And we believe that this different user fee structures shifting the burden between, you know, facilities and manufacturers, I would say more even, if you will.
So to sum up what you're saying, all these changes are going to benefit small business.
Certainly, especially because the facility, for example, the manufacturers, they only, you know, they manufacture the drug at once, or whether it's a contract manufacturer, just for the manufactured drug and all. The industry believes that the folks really, really having the revenue streams, they actually the ANDA holders, because the drug is out there in the market for much longer. So shifting the burden between facilities to ANDA applicants kind of seems to be the right path to go right now.
So how will the facilities be assessed under the user fees in GDUFA II? Just kind of reiterate that a little bit more.
Okay. Under GDUFA 2, the facilities want to be paying an annual fee if they are identified in approved submissions. If you recall what I said earlier, under GDUFA 1, it was pending or approved, and they'll incur annual fee no matter what. Now, under GDUFA 2, these facilities will only incur a GDUFA facility fee if they are referenced in the approved NDA submission.
So you mentioned that facilities manufacturing both active pharmaceutical ingredients and finished dosage form, or FDF, will only pay the FDF fee. How will this one fee per facility work?
Under GDUFA 2, if a facility is identified and approved the NDA submission as both API and FDF, we have great news for you. Under GDUFA 2, such facility will only incur the FDF fee. Now, if you are a facility manufacturer still in a approved NDA manufacturing APIs, we still continue to incur the API fee. But if you are under GDUFA 2, you have several facilities there. We have a handful of those that manufacture both API and FDF. Those facilities under GDUFA 2 pay both fees. Under GDUFA 2, these facilities won't have to pay the FDF fee.
Now I'm going to shift over. Let me ask about refunds. Under certain circumstances in GDUFA 1, when the FDA refused to receive an ANDA or a PAS, a partial refund was possible. If the reason that the application was refused was not related to failure to pay fees, then 75% of the fee paid was refunded to the applicant. Are there any changes in refunds under GDUFA 2?
Yes, that is also great news for industry because under GDUFA 1, there was no provisions for NDA withdrawals once it's submitted to the agency. Now, under GDUFA 2, if you submit an NDA and for any other reason you decide to withdraw the NDA before it's being received by the Office of Generic Drugs, and by received, I mean received for filing, then you're welcome to withdraw the NDA and you're going to be entitled to a 75% refund.
Okay, so my next question is, in the tiered ANDA program fees, are discontinued ANDAs included in the approved count for the program fee?
Yes, and all NDAs approved that we have in the agency right now in our records will be included in the program fee. So if you have any ANDAs in your portfolio that you wish to withdraw because you no longer want to market, it was being abandoned, you forgot about it, please submit your withdrawal request to the Office of Generic Drugs. As soon as you can, so we no longer count that for the next fiscal year.
Okay, very good. Now, are positron emission tomography, or PET, drugs manufactured under 21 CFR 212 still exempt from GDUFA fees?
Yes. Under GDUFA 2, we have the same exemptions for PET drugs just as in GDUFA 1.
And do facilities still have to self-identify each year under GDUFA 2?
Yes. Unfortunately, some of the folks that I'm thinking don't have to self-ID anymore. No, you still have to self-ID under GDUFA 2. And it's the same period of time we have to either self-ID or reconfirm by June 1st of every fiscal year coming up in GDUFA 2. And of course, we're going to have a way for the CMOs to identify themselves out there so we can locate you and identify you and correct you for the right fee.
So will API manufacturers still be able to self-identify and pay as CMOs?
That's a question that we get a lot, and now I have to say no. Unfortunately, under the GDUFA 2 and the CMO classification that we have carved out for the FDF manufacturers only. So if you are API manufacturing, you are actually contract API manufacturer, that's great, but there is no additional fee reliefs for you. The CMO additional fee that we have, that which is like the CMO 1/3% of the FDF fees, only for FDF manufacturers. So APIs are not part of that category.
So if our listeners have further questions for you, they can contact you via email. And that would be contact the Division of User Fees by email at cder@fda.hhs.gov.
That's correct.
A link to this full SBIA Chronicle article and more information about CDER's SBIA program can be found at fda.gov/CDERSBIA. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.